गुरु पूर्णिमा एंड अलोंग विथ इट डिसअपीयरेंस एनिवर्सरी ऑफ श्री सनातन गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद। Lastly, we saw Slovenia devotees there. I spoke first. At that time also, I used only a few English words. Mostly I had to speak in Hindi. And to satisfy the audience, our secretary, Jivatadin Shani Bhakti Vikram Bharati Maharaj spoke in Bengali. Bengali in Hindi cannot understand. That is difficult. So I announced that whatever we have spoken there, we should remember here today for the foreign devotees. Although our Param Gurudev, as I heard from our Gurudev, when he was speaking in Madras Gauri Math, he was delivering sermons and speaking in Bengali. At that time, Bengali listeners were there. Afterwards, some dignitaries came of Chennai, Madras. Their mother tongue is Tamil. They cannot understand Bengali. They can understand English. Different persons there. So our brahmacharis and sannyasis, they approached Prabhupada and requested him to speak in English, because there are some local devotees, they will not be able to understand if you go on speaking Bengali. But our Param Gurudev still was speaking in Bengali. Repeatedly they approached and requested, and he did not speak in English, only Bengali. Afterwards, when they are too much eager, their Gurudev should speak in Bengali, in English. Then he said, I have not heard from my Gurudev. The bhakti can be propagated or transmitted by language. I have not heard. Any language it can be transmitted. If the listener should be very sincere, because those words are transcendental words, coming from the transcendental real estate, that will touch your soul. Soul is also transcendental. Whether you understand or not, the vibration itself which creates something in your mind, and your eternal nature can be manifested. Causeless devotion. But if you hear by your own language, very fluently, very nicely, but his ego is here in this order, and with mundane interest he was speaking, ultimate end is something else, not Lord. then you will not be benefited spiritually. You may understand it, there will be no actual benefit. So I didn't never hear from our Gurudev that through language devotion can be transmitted to any other person. No. I heard it from our Guru Maharaj. Our Param Gurudev could speak in English very well. A learned person. Intentionally he did not speak. Only to teach the brahmacharis, if you have the desire to deliver speech and deliver a good speech and good name in this world, your spiritual life will be lost. End is something. It should be for the satisfaction of Krishna. You have to pray for their grace. Day before yesterday, Guru Purnima. What is the meaning of Guru Purnima? Full moon day. We want the full moon day of the month of Ashar. Ashar means Bengali calendar month. Full moon day. The best money appeared on that day. So the whole India and even outside, those who have got belief in Sanatana Dharma, they perform worship of the best money everywhere. The best money appeared in an island. Island means deep. We say deep island. His complexion was black. He appeared Krishna Dvaipayan. Krishna means black complexion. Dvaipayan means born in deep. Krishna deep. So he was Krishna Dvaipayan, Vedabhyas. Vedabhyas means one who has expanded the Vedas or divided the Vedas into four categories. An ordinary person can do this, cannot do this. There is some power, spiritual power behind. Shaktabhishavatar. That power is given from the Lord to him. He appeared accepting Parasa Rishi, very powerful Rishi, and Satyavati. And appeared as Veda Krishna Dvaipa and Veda Vyasa. He dedicated himself for all these spiritual matters. And he said to his mother that I shall not be with you, but whenever you will remember me, I shall come to you. You are not to inform me by letter or anybody. If you remember me under any difficult circumstance, and I can understand it, and I should be able to come to you. On that condition, he remained there, and he wrote what this. He divided Vedas, and he wrote 18 Puranas. Also, he wrote Vedanta. The most adored scripture of the Gyanis, Vedanta. Philosophical aspect you will get from here. He wrote Mahabharata and Gita. Within Mahabharata is Gita. So he is respected by all. In India, whatever group it may be, Karmi, Jnani, Yogi, Bhakta, everyone. Everyone gives respect to him. He is called Guru Purnima. He is worshipped everywhere. Now, he had got so much power, something should be spoken about him, that he is an ordinary man. When there is a battle there is a battle, Kurukshetra. Is by accepting him as father, Dhritarashtra, Pandu and Vidur appeared. But Dhritarashtra was born blind. During Kurukshetra war, he was there in his house, and out of affection, he surrendered by the best money. Imparted power to Sanjay to see the battlefield, everything, what things were happening. And he used to speak about it to Dhritarashtra. Ordinary saint cannot do this. By the imparted power of the Vyas Muni, Sanjay saw everything in the battlefield and he spoke about the Gita, about it, to Dhritarashtra. Again, when after the end of the battlefield, so many millions were killed. So there are women, they had separation grief extreme. That Vedavyas told them, don't be disheartened. I am showing your husband and other nation. See, they are all right. They saw their dead husband and dead relatives. Can any person can do this? But one thing we have to think about this. After writing so much, he could not get actual bliss in his heart. That you have to understand. To show the world, you worldly people, you may have some vanity, you are a deluded person. You study scriptures and you write books. But can you write what I did? I did so much. Human beings, they want money. Without money, we cannot maintain our family, we cannot do anything. So I wrote Arthashastra, how to earn money, for their benefit. All the human beings, conditioned souls, they want their desires to be fulfilled. For that reason, I have written Kama Shastra. How he can fulfill his desire. But this body is not eternal. There is a birth, there is a death. After death, whether you can get in this world or in any other world. Good birth, peaceful birth. For that I wrote Dharma Shastra. Whatever they want, I give them. They should be happy, and in return I should feel my happiness in my heart. But I have got no happiness. My mind is not peace, is not in peace, or is not in bliss. So much I did for the human beings, for their benefit, but I myself could not get any peace, any actual bliss. Peace means cessation of wars and disturbances. And bliss means permanent bliss, Supreme Lord. I have not got it. What is the reason? Then he could not, he made the pastimes of not understanding this. And went to Badrinarayan, took shelter to his Gurudev Narad. Kindly please show me the path. I did so much for the worldly people. In return I must have got peace and bliss, whatever happiness, but I have not got. What is the reason? I couldn't understand. What you did? I did all these things. Dharma Shastra, Artha Shastra, Kama Shastra. Then Narad said, Jugushidam Dharma Kritanu Shastra. Sabhavaraktasya Mahan Vyatikrama. The Bhagavad Gita Tarasthita Namandatasya Nivaran Janaha. Whatever you did very bad. Abominable work. All the conditioned souls, they have got this sort of non-eternal desires with non-eternal ego. They want money. They want their desires to be fulfilled. They want some material enjoyment in this world and other world. These are non-eternal. You have given trouble to them. Well, trouble will come to you in reaction. You cannot get peace. You have not given peace. You have not given bliss. You have given disturbance. You have instructed them, you have persuaded them for non-eternal things, non-eternal enjoyments. Great wrong thing you did. Jivamshidam dharma kitam shat. Now I have also spoken about emancipation, about salvation. Then Narada said, this is furthermore dangerous. You have deprived them of getting Krishna prem. Whole time. You want to merge yourself with the impersonal, formless Brahma. You're committing suicide. Or merge yourself to Paramatma. That is further worse than Brahman. Brahma Sajujya. If they could not go to me, nobody can go to actual Brahma Sajujya without the grace of Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is all powerful. He is the giver. When Chatushan, he performed penance and wanted Brahmananda, but accepting the Supreme Lord as Supreme Lord. Worshipping Supreme Lord, paid for salvation. Then, if without accepting he did, you could zero, nothing. You can get nothing. Here in this world, as long as these human beings are there with their sense, it, thinking, feeling and willing, Satchidananda, so long you will go and you will get help, advice and everything. When that removes, that is removed from the body, dead body can give anything. What you will give them? Given one instant, the dead body has given. And Supreme Lord is the cause of all infinite particle substance of atomic part of jivas, living beings. The atomic part, as long as that Anusachidananda, atomic part of Chidananda exists in the body, so long it will give you, you can give satisfaction to others, others can get from you. When that will leave your body, then nobody will touch your body. If they touch, then they will have to take bath. Yato vaivani bhutani jayante yeno jatani jivanti yat prajante avisham bhritat vijigata deva brahma. All the jivas are coming from Brahma. Not from Brahma. Nothing can be the cause of something. These living beings, where from they have come? From inert, from matter, without consciousness. If there is no consciousness, how consciousness can come? If you rub two woods in this way, fire comes out, emerges. Oh, there is no fire. After rubbing, fire comes. No, fire is there. Pancha Mahabhut, earth, water, fire, air, sky, all are there. By rubbing, it appears. Something is coming from nothing. This is not the instance, wrong instance. From Supreme Lord we have come. We are in Supreme Lord. We are by Supreme Lord. Now, Narada Goswami told, you have done more harm, the highest harm to the living beings by saying about Brahmananda for merging oneself to formless Brahma or Paramatma. Give present then for all the time from Prem where Brahmananda is nothing. What you have done? You have not spoken about the glories of Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is all bliss. He can take initiative. He is not inert. He is all powerful. All existence, all knowledge, all bliss. By His grace, if He wants that anybody takes absolute shelter to Him, then He will appear. He will not think about whether these are which status of human beings, or whether they are birds or beasts. The person who takes shelter to Him, Devi Jesha Gunumai Momo Maya Durataya. Mamudhante Maya Madanturantiti. Gita, we go through Gita, we do not accept Gita. What is the use of going through Gita? has got no distraction. Samoham sarvabhuteshu. Navadeshvastinam. I am equal to all. Even an animal takes shelter to me, I should accept, like rescue him from Maya. But if you go by challenging mood, by taking this human birth, where Supreme Lord has given you the discriminating power between good and bad, and right and wrong, eternal and non-eternal, you can accept eternal truth, you can give up. If you do not do this, then you will be deprived. And other living beings have got no such discriminating power. Now if you think the Supreme Lord, there is one group, they say, we say Mayavadi, Swam, Swam, Swam. By Swam we become Bhagavan. Bhagavan, sometimes become Bhagavan, sometimes not Bhagavan. This is not Bhagavan. Bhagavan is always Bhagavan. Sometimes he is enveloped by Maya, he has become Jeev, and after so long, he has become Bhagavan. Irrational talk. Bhagavan is all absolute, is absolute. Always absolute. Non-absolute set of existence, set of existence. There cannot be any non-absolute set of existence of Supreme Lord. With challenging mood, if you go, by your finite intellect, very negligible finite intellect, finite mental capacity, then your whole spiritual life will be destroyed. It will come through Supreme Lord's preceptual channel. This is the only path. There is no other path. If you go with your vanity, with ego, you will remain here all the time, in this world. You cannot go there. There is no equal to him, more than him. He is Ashwamardha. Without his grace, nobody can cross over this. Birth and death, threefold afflictions. We have committed offense at the lotus feet. Being his part of the potency, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, marginal potency, or parapara potency. Potency, possessor is Supreme Lord. The Supreme is possessor of potency. Anything produced by the potency, there also belongs to Supreme Lord. I have got no hold over my body. This body belongs to Supreme Lord. This astral body belongs to Supreme Lord. Atma belongs to Supreme Lord. From Parapragiti, according to Gita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Tatastha Shakti, philosophical solution. We are the part of the potency, we are not the part of the substance. Eternal relation. That you have to understand. All the Vaishnava acharyas, they warned us. You give up this, then your human life will be futile. Tad Vishnu Parvang Padang Sada Prasanti Suraya Diviva Chakshuradha. Daily we meditate on this, Brahmins and others. What is the meaning? The lotus feet of Vishnu, eternal. Sada Prasanti, always observing the realized souls, emancipated souls. Always observing, observed must remain always. The lotus feet of Vishnu must remain always, and the observed must be always. Then always observation can be possible. In Rig Veda, Sada Prasanti Suraya Diviva Chakshuradham. How to see him? By challenging mood. Brahma is the creator. all the living beings in this world, universe. He could not recognize Krishna. Where from have come? You will recognize Krishna and Krishna's absolute counterpart, devotee? Impossible. Some say that Brahma made this as pastimes, made this person. Brahma, we remember in our perceptual. Yes, he is our guru. You always remember. But why Vedavyas Muni has not written this in his book that he, Brahma, had made this pastime? There is some underlying intention behind this. These conditioned souls, they will misunderstand them. They should understand that Brahma, the creator, by his own power, endeavor, he could not get if any knowledge of Vrindavan Dham, any knowledge of the cowherd boys, any knowledge of Gopi and Krishna, when Krishna himself was there, he could not understand anything. To show these conditioned souls, I don't want to say that he made the pastimes to make it less important. No. You conditioned souls, you have the that sort of mentality of challenging mood. Where God, what you? When our Param Pujya was Swami Maharaj was there in America, one young boy came. Young boy, he said, Amiji, I don't believe God. Then Swamiji, what he said? Who has given you the power to say, I don't believe God? How long you can speak it? How long you will live here? You have got this vanity. When life will be removed from the body, can you speak? The speaking power is given by Supreme Lord. As you do not want to worship Supreme Lord, you want to enjoy, so he created this universe and so all these 84 lakh species to fulfill your desire. And that also he is giving. If you withdraw, then you can do nothing. How long you will have this vanity? Therefore, challenging mood should be totally removed. If there is any kind of challenging mood, he will be deprived from the devotional school of thought, actual spiritual mood. He will not get peace. Absolutely. The perceptual channel from the Supreme Lord, it is descending. Our bhakti in the Saraswati Goswami Thakur, he will speak lie. Bhakti Thakur will speak lie. Wherefore have you come? They were sent by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, by Bhakti Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because these human beings, they have got no understanding. By their own capacity, they could understand the writing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sara Goswami, Srimad Bhagavat. So many pseudo-sex craft. So many. Nobody understood Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya was sent to Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Now we can speak like this. But when Chaitanya Saraswati Goswami was present to perform so much penance here in Vatsi Mayapur, so much powerful, those persons who went to talk with him, to refute his Shuddha Bhakti, when they saw him, they could not trust. As long as they did not see him, and when heard him, they could not say anything. He is not an ordinary person, person sent by Supreme Lord. If that belief is not there, if the precedent of challenge is therefore, our Param Gurudev, you will find in his sermons, in his speeches, which is written, that is book. Firstly, what you used to make obeisances to? Preceptorial channel. Don't misbelieve them. Then you will be depriving, you are depriving the whole world. By taking shelter to them, you go on worshipping. What you will get? You will get it, you will give it to others also. And without that, if you want with challenging mood, with your finite intellect, finite mental capacity, you can go know it, then God will become finite. Not finite, he is infinite. For that is it. Now we see, this is our Narada Goswami told him, you have not spoken about Krishna. I spoke about Krishna. Where? Mahabharata Gita. There your end is something, mukti, emancipation, not Krishna. You are to sing the glories of Krishna for Krishna's sake. Then you will have attachment to Krishna. If Krishna is satisfied, then you will be satisfied. You have written there with the end to get emancipation, salvation. But that will not give you peace. You have to sing the glories of Krishna for his satisfaction, knowing him, I am of him. I am he, a part of his potency. And by getting the grace of his grace incarnate form of Krishna. And he got the grace of Narada Goswami. He imparted 4 verses of Naranarayan. And by that, with that imparted power, he showed that. He saw everything. After seeing, he wrote Srimad Bhagavat, 12 Skanda. By which Krishna was satisfied. Then he got bliss. That is there also now in Badrinarayan. Badrinarayan temple, it is not built by Gaudiya Math. After 1,000, I think, feet upper than this Badrinarayan Mandi. Sambhaprasa Ashram is not built by Gaudiya Math. Everybody goes there to make obeisances. I had been to that place once with Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj sat there and he read Bhagavad, and we six, seven persons would remain in that cave, a very big cave. After getting peace, he instructed Sukadeva Goswami. And Sukadeva Goswami gave up Brahmananda, became Krishna Prem and got Krishna Prem. And in Sukartal, all the Rishi Munis were present. Even Agastya Muni, who drank ocean, Parashuram, one of the Dasavatars, all were present, and all stood up, and they heard 7 days. By 7 days hearing, Parikshit Maharaj was puzzled. because the munis, they are giving, they are showing different paths. And he remembered Krishna. I am related with the Pandavas. Pandavas are dear to you. Kindly give me, kindly help me, kindly grace me. After 7 days I shall be killed by snake bite. Then he sent Shukadeva Goswami. After hearing for 7 days, without taking food, without sleeping, cannot think about this. Without taking water, all 7 days. After 7 days, Shukadeva Goswami is giving Krishna through his transcendental sound and he is accepting. After 7 days, transcendental sound, Supreme Lord appeared in his heart and all the worldly things in the heart removed. Where is such speaker, actual speaker? And where is such actual listener that you will get the actual truth? Now we see, in this matter we have to think about Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami disciples and yet. Because time is short, what can be done? The long, long subject. After writing Bhagavad, with the best muni, God bless. By his life, he has taught us, if you go through Bhagavad, you are bona fide Bhagavad, and if you are bona fide, you will not be deprived. Nai kalyani kit goshti durgudik tahata gachyat. It is said in the Gita, Krishna is saying, emphatically. If anybody is very sincere, he will not be deceived. Krishna has said, he will not be deceived. Krishna will send his own man. He will come in contact with that. So that perceptual channel that is given by Saraswati Goswami Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we should have firm faith in it and give it. Write it now and give it, whether you have got actual shanti or not, you think afterwards. But if you give up, you will go to the hell, to this world again. When you become averse to Sri Krishna, then nobody will come to help you. This external potency will envelop you and you will go. Will do something by which you will be enveloped in this world. Now Sanatana Goswami, you see, it is my request that it is for me also, for all our Saraswati Goswami Thakur, in his one writing, he has said, Prabhu Sanatana Sikha Draja Chinta Sarsyam. Puru Sanatana Paramajatana Sikha Draja Chinta Sarsyam. Mahaprabhu, whatever he gave teaching to Sanatana Goswami, you should think about this. Why those were old disciples of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur? To them, in his Vaishnav K and one hymn, he has not mentioned any other verse from any scripture, only from Chaitanya Charitamrita. You should hear Sanatana Goswami, what he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us. And his life is a teaching. You have to see the life. When Sanatana Goswami, it is written by Kobi Karnapur, son of Shivananda Sen. The Sanatana Goswami is the dearest of Rupa Manjari. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a Rupanugabharaya. Those who are subservient to Rupa Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the best amongst them. But it is not written Rupa Shrestha. But Sanatana Goswami, in worldly sense, your elder brother. But in the spiritual sense, Rupa Goswami is the highest Rupa Manjari. And he is under him. His name is Rati Manjari or Labanga Manjari. And also Sanatan of Chatushan entered into him. That is also written here. Sanatan. Those who were well established in Brahmananda and after getting the scent of the flowers and other things offered to the feet of Narayan, they gave up Brahmananda and started worshipping Narayan. Sanatana also entered into Sanatana Goswami. There is written, and Sanatana Goswami, when he was there in Malda, Malda was the capital at that time, and Bhushansha was the emperor. He was there in one village, Ramkeli. I had been to that place. And Rupa Goswami and Anubhav, his younger brother, son of, father of Jiva Goswami. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they wanted to renounce the world. Don't want to remain in this world. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, not now. When I shall go to Vrindavan, then you will renounce. And after that, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu renounced, then first Rupa Goswami with Anupam left the place. He was also a big person there. In Bhushansha. Bhushansha was the emperor and Sanatana Goswami was prime minister and our, some say, finance minister, Goswami, or a big officer there. He left this, renounced. And after renouncing this, he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Allahabad. And he wrote to Sanatana Goswami, immediately you come, Sir Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming to Vrindavan. He is actually Guru, Rupa Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari, and he is the dearest of him. He has to carry out his order. And what he did, and what is written in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Arantoishajyam Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if anybody gets his grace, a vile person, a mean person, a base person, can be introducer of Bhakti Shastra, can initiate Bhakti Shastra. The first verse, Gopinath Goswami has written in Bhingsha, in 28th chapter, Chaitanya Charitamrita, first. There. So, if anybody gets Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ananta adbhuta aishwarya, aishwarya, power, wonderful power, ananta infinite opulences, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a base person, a mean person, can be introducer or initiator of Bhakti Shastra. And after that, Sanatana Goswami, he was jailed when the Bhushansha went to Odisha to conquer. He wanted to take him, but he was prime minister, he didn't want to go. Then he had some fear, so he was prisoned. At that time he got the letter from Rupa Goswami. যদুপতে কোগতা মথুরাপুরি, হোয়ার ইজ দি যদুপতে কৃষ্ণ নাও, ইজ মথুরা ধাম, হোয়ার ইট ইজ, অ্যান্ড রঘুপতে কোগতা উত্তর কুশল, অ্যান্ড দি অযোধ্যা ধাম হোয়ার ইট ইজ, অ্যান্ড রামচন্দ্র হোয়ার ইট ইজ, নাথিং ইজ পারমানেন্ট ইন দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড. Immediately come, don't spoil the moment. Then he had to carry the water of his guru, of his senior. For that reason, Sanatana Goswami, what he did? He spoke to the jailer. Jailer was a Muslim and he has given him the service. And he spoke to him, you are Jindapit, you are living saint. You are not a living saint. But what he said? You are a living saint. If you release one person from the prison, then you will be released. You are Jindapit. But he was afraid. No, I cannot do this. Then emperor will come and will kill me. I cannot do this. Then he said, this is not good. It is not good for a saint. But for going to fulfill the desire of Rupa Goswami, to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was up to anything. Manni vidyam kritam papa vidharmaya kalpate. Would be for his satisfaction. And he flattered him, spoke in many things excessively. You are a great saint and etc. He didn't want to go. Then he said, I gave you this job. I was prime minister. At that time I gave you this job. You should do something in return to me. I gave you some benefit and you should pay back that debt. That also a sadhu cannot demand. But here he is taking. I have given you this service. Now you have to release me from this. And I cannot do this. Then what he did? He said, I shall give you 5,000 mohur, very valuable things. That person cannot think about this. To give bribe is not a good thing, a sadhu should not do. But he is doing it. 5,000. No, I will give it. But the emperor will come and I shall be killed. I cannot. Then he brought about 7,000 more and put it on his head. There are 10,000 there. Bhagavan kept for him and get him. By seeing that, he has got some sort of greediness to get that, desire to get that. Then he said, when Basra will know, he will hang me. No, I shall not remain here. You take me and say this, not truth, you say, that I took him, the Ganges, for taking bath, and he jumped into the Ganges and went away. You should not think here. I shall not remain here. I shall take Darvesh. Darvesh, I shall become ascetic, Muslim ascetic Darvesh, and I shall go to Mecca. They will understand Vrindavan. Go to Mecca. So there is no reason. Then ultimately he gave it. for going to fulfill the desire of this Gurudev and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What he did, you see. Everything he has done. He didn't start him to speak like him. Then when he was released, he went through the villages, not through towns and cities. He is a well-known person. And after a long time, he came to Patra Parbat, one mountain. There, one landowner was there. But in the at daytime landowner and nighttime robber. And he was an astrologer. That astrologer told that robber, landowner, this he has got one person with him, Sanatana Goswami, helper, Sanatana, Ishan. There is some money in Ishan, 8 mohurs, valuable. Then they thought, we should kill them and put them. But Sanatana Goswami was very intelligent, but an ordinary person. He had good hold over Sanskrit, a good hold over Arabic, Farsi, Hindi, and is very able man in government. So, although he was born in a great Brahmin family, Bharatdas family, but he had got no such vanity. And for that reason, that Hussain Shah, when he was there, he tried to persuade him to remain. Why you should not go and become a prime minister? No, I should not go. Whatever punishment you want to give me. Then he imprisoned him. He had got love for him. He knows he is a very competent person, Sanatana Goswami. Competent person. For that reason, he wanted him. And now, Sanatana Goswami, when he learned from that landowner, the landowner is helping him, is serving him very much. I am an unknown person and he is liking me, he is showing me love. There is some reason. Perhaps in my servitor, he has kept something with him. Ishan. Ishan, come here. Have you got anything with you? Then he concealed 1 more. 7 more. Give me. Why you have brought this? Sangekana Anyasa Kali, a Kalajam. Why you have brought this? This is the Kalajam, means death. Any moment we may be killed. Give me. And he took that and gave the money to the person. He laughed. Your Ishan had got 8 more, and you have given 7 more. I do not want to, we have the desire to kill you in the night. We did not want this money. You take the money. We shall help you to cross this river. No, I don't want money. He's very intelligent. These people, now they are very good, again they may become very bad. For that reason, you took it and he crossed over the mountain. And he met Srikanta, the husband of his sister, and he wanted to take him to his own house. No, you have come so for long a time, you remain here. No. I want to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is life in Prajamandal, he is Krishna, and he is Rupa Manjari. And he cannot remain. Like, then he gave a very costly rug to him, boat kambal. By that he came to Varanasi. And sat outside And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Chandrasekhar Bhadda, some Vaishnava has come, bring him. He came out, he saw a fakir. No, a Muslim fakir. Yes, that fakir, we call him. A fakir, our Sanatana, our Mahaprabhu wants him. And fakir went there, and Sanatana Goswami, and when entering, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran and embraced him. And I am very unholy. You should not stop. Touch me. You should not touch me. I touch you to purify all within me, within my body. In this way. After that, there he was asked, you have got beards, etc. You become Bhadra. Become a gentleman, a good. You shave your all mustaches, everything, and come here. Beards, there is beards and all the mustaches, and after taking snack, bath, he came there. But for what vastra, what line cloth he will take, he went to Chandrasekhar. Chandrasekhar gave him one new, no, I shall not. Then he go to Tapan Mishra. He brought one new cloth. No, I want one used cloth, used by you. Chaitanya, Sanatana Goswami, as personal assistant Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is teaching us. I remain in this mod, but if anybody gives me a used cloth, that I don't take. But here it is said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami has told that you should take the remnants of the Vaishnavas. All we have to, in the life of Sanatana Goswami, so much teachings are there. So much teaching. There is no end of it. And after taking that used cloth, you wore it, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was seeing the very costly goat kambal, the drug. It is not befitting. You have got this sort of cloth and you could understand. Next day he gave it to a Babaji in the Ganges. Take it and give it your cloth. You have bought cloth, very bad cloth, give me. I shall wear it. Well, you are joking with me. No, I am not joking. Guess me. Give your... There are so many stitching in his garment. You will give me. And he gave, and he came, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was happy by seeing that. We belong to that group. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked this question to teach the whole conditions of the world. The emancipated soul. First question should be this. Kyami kyanemare jare tapatra iha nahi jani koi chahita hai. What I am? Who am I? First we have to understand this. Why I am burning with the threefold affliction? And what is the object to be attained? And how? What is the way to obtain? I cannot even put question to you. Please tell me everything. Then he started speaking. We have heard when you entered into this temple, mart, 60 years before. But yet, our Bhaktivinoda Saraswati said, you should repeatedly, you have got no foundation, only you say, you have got no belief. You should go through this, foundation should be there. Otherwise structure, if you build it, it will be fall down. Now it has become, what can be done? So, Vishwanathan Goswami, there are so many things Vishwanathan Goswami has taught us. He had some scribes in his body when coming from Vrindavan to Vrindavan, to each age. For that reason, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to embrace him. You don't embrace me. I have got scribes, Patra. But immediately we embraced him. After embracing, he wanted to kill his body during Raja Yatra. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to all the devotees, what Sanatana Goswami was thinking, his body is mine body. He wanted to finish it. He has got no right to do this. His body is mine body. Like this. He embraced him and his all riches and all sorts of scribes removed.
Hare 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 Hare
by Swapuru Dashpur before, for after a long time. Jai Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharvika Giridhari Jyoti. Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan Pancha Tattatma Sri Gaur Hari Ki. Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Sri Sri Radha Gopiraj Jyoti. Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Sri Sri Radha Nayana Nath Jyoti. Jai Nitya Lila Pravishto Vishnu Pad Ashtatar Satasi Sivad Bhakti Dhaita Madhava Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Nitya Lila Pravishto Vishnu Pad Ashtatar Satasi Sivad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Ki Sri Rupanuga Guru Bhargavi Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Subhasadi Gauru Bhakta Vrindavi Jai Sri Radha Krishna Go Gopi Go Govardhan Vrindavan Sri Radha Kunda Sham Kundaki Ananta Koti Vaishna Vrindaki Sarva Vigna Vinashnakari Sri Nishingha Depi Jai Nitya Lila Pravishta Param Pujya Pad Paribrajaka Charya Sudhat Nishyami Bhakti Rakhak Siddhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Nitya Lila Pravishta Param Pujya Pad Paribrajakacharya Sudhat Nishyami Smad Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj Ki Param Pujya Pad Paribrajakacharya Sudhat Nishyami Smad Bhakti Saran Trivikram Maharaj Ki Jai Nitya Lila Pravishta Param Pujya Pad Paribrajakacharya Sudhat Nishyami Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Ki Param Pujya Pad Paribrajakacharya Sudhat Nishyami Bhakti Saran Trivikram Maharaj Ki Pujya Pad Sudhat Nishyami Bhakti Simad Bhakti Vigyan Bharati Maharaj Ki Tridandi Pad Gan Ki Samagata Bhakta Vrinda Ki Sri Harinam Sankirtan Ki
Jai Akhil Bhartiya Sri Sanaya Gauriya Math Ke Acharya Param Pujya Pad Sanatan Swami Bhakti Vallabh Kis Goswami Gurudev Maharaj Ki Jai
Gurudev Chala Gaya
प्रणाम
बोल रहे
हैं ओके डिवोटीज दैट्स ऑल फॉर टुडे एंड वी होप नाउ वील हैव द नेक्स्ट कॉन्फ्रेंस नेक्स्ट वीकेंड एंड वी होप विद लेसर डिस्टर्बेंसेस थैंक यू हरि बोल
और चंगा भी जलंधर वाले
Jalandhar. Jalandhar ke sab to Hindi to English nahi samajhta. Wo samjhega. Koi koi samjhega. Bharat jo. सुनते पाए नहीं स्लोवेनिया
स्लोवेनिया ना सुन
हाँ जी
स्लोवेनिया तो नहीं
वो तो ऊपर में था
Yeah.